haven't done anything, then what he replies?
I have not done anything.
I have no qualification. But I have heard. What have you?
I have heard about your astonishing mercy. That you're so merciful, even to Agasura. Agasura came to kill you, but you gave him liberation. So by hearing how you killed so many demons,
I've heard of that. Even Kubja, having so much lust. And she was so ugly, crooked in so many places. But without anything, causeless mercy, you touched and made her so beautiful. And you fulfilled his wish. So I know that you are causeless merciful. That is why I am thinking like so. So be merciful to me now.
And here he uses the word achyuta. Achyuta means infallible. He never fails in giving mercy to his devotees. There's the Srila Gurudev gave a very deep meaning to the word achyuta, because the gopis know Krishna better than anyone, as Srila Gurudev
even than Krishna himself.
As Srila Gurudev was explaining last night, Krishna says that I cannot taste my sweetness or understand my glory as the abode of love can understand them. So we can understand the real meaning of achyuta or anything about Krishna best from the gopis. So in Gopi Geet, in chapter 31 of the 10th canto, the gopis are calling Krishna, hey achyuta, that you're infallible in giving devotee suffering. We know that without us you cannot live, but you so much want to see how much we suffer in your separation that you're willing to suffer even more than us in separation from us, just so that you can see us suffering in separation from you. So the real meaning of your being a chuta is that you never fall down in giving your devotees suffering.
Also something more, that Krishna has promised in Gita, everywhere, those who have left for me, their children, husband, wife, wealth, reputation, everything for me, I cannot give up them. Never I. So Krishna has done promise. Also, ye jathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajam. That those who will serve me, I will also
reward
them in the same way, in the same level. He has promised. So gopis are thinking that Krishna should not
fail to his promise.
Sometimes he does it, like he has a promise that I will not fight in Mahabharata, but Bhisham Pratamaha also, he was a bhakta and he also promised that, oh Krishna, I will make you
fight
with
weapon.
Krishna has promised that I will never fight in and not taking. But what he did?
He
had to keep the promise of
his
devotee and to break his.
So
Krishna sometimes does. But gopis always try that Krishna should not be break his
promise.
Never he said. That is why Krishna has promised that, I have promised that I will always save, protect and keep them happy. So Krishna never fell from this. But any special occasion he took, only to save the promise of
devotees.
So he is Achyuta.
Also, although Srila Gurudev just said that Krishna's feet became soft by touching the breasts of the gopis, he also says the opposite. Because in this prayer to Achyuta, the gopis are saying that we gave up everything for you. We gave up our family, our religious principles, our husbands, our chastity, our shyness, everything for you, and now you've left us. But we know that previously your heart was very soft. But because your soft lotus feet touched our hard breast, so your feet became hard, and because your feet are in contact with your heart, therefore your heart has now become hard, and now you've become Achyuta, and you've become unfailing in your hard-heartedness to us. So Krishna is actually controlled in his activities by the gopis' love. As Gurudev was quoting a few days ago in Honolulu, that Vrindadevi was coming, and Radharani asked, "Where are you coming from?" And she said, "I'm coming from the lotus feet of Sri Hari." And Radharani said, "Where is he?" So Vrindadevi said, "Oh, he's by Radhakund." "And what is he doing there?" "Oh, he's learning dancing." "And who is his dancing master?" "Oh, your reflection, Radharani, is his dancing master, which is revealed in every creeper and every tree in every direction." And as those creepers and leaves and branches are swaying, Krishna is following behind in a maddened state. So Radharani's love and the gopis' love is Krishna's prem guru. So they have made him Achyuta on all levels. Because even this level where Krishna promises to protect his devotees, their devotion and Krishna's devotion to his devotees is all coming by Radini Shakti, as stated in by Rai Ramananda to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So if you can give up all worldly desires, your sister, mother, husband, wife, children, everything for Krishna, then certainly Krishna will not forget you, and he will accept you forever. He will never give up. If you are not giving up all the, your husband, wife, children, property and everything, one day Kal will come, time will come, and he will take away everything by force. But why you are not giving all these things willingly to Krishna? That Kal will not have any
chance to
touch you and to take your all these things. So it is better that you, with your property, with your husband, wife, children, everyone, you should all offer to him. And if they are not offering and they are not helping, give up at once. Whether husband, wife, children, wealth and reputation, worldly, everything, quickly try to do. There is no time at once. No time. Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante manushyam marthadam manityam apihadira turnam jatetana patetanu mrityavat nisheshaya vishakhalas. You should all remember. I have come only to remember you. that you should remember. That when our death is coming, you don't know. Without notice, without someone, at once he will come. And he will not give a time or wait a little, I should decorate my hair. Oh, I should talk something, two words from my wife. My wife is so beautiful, more beautiful than Krishna also. So shyamli. Shyamli, you know?
Blackie.
More beautiful than Gondal Corner. And she loves much. So let me have a couple of minutes to talk with you. But cruel time will not give.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye also, like not this. Be ready for this. By force they will take you, all things. So why not willingly you are doing? You can do with whole family, not family. Family is not helpful. Oh, give up them at once. Because one day they will give up. You are also, the devotees of Western countries are habituated for this giving and taking. Always divorce, new, so nothing is there for them. In India it may be some
problem.
But in Western countries,
very easy.
You are practiced to do it. So there is no time. We are on the borderline of
death.
When we will die? Parikshit Maharaj may tell that I will live for 6 days.
Seven days.
But you cannot, we cannot.
We have no certainty.
At once, call will come and take. Where to go?
What to do?
No certainty. So why you are not? As you are doing so much effort for worldly things, why you are not doing for Krishna? Then Krishna will take care of you. He will save you, protect you, nourish you. He will give so milk of nectar, and you will be happy forever. Only I have come to remind us this. You have to remind these things. And quickly, very soon, no time, you should try to do like that. Then?
Then Bhakti Dantati Yadyapi Madhava.
Bhakti Kuranchati Natvai Madhava. Like this. Nai will come first.
Then what? Bhakti Yadyapi Natvai Madhava.
Not kinchit. Not tila matra.
Not kinchit mama tila matra.
What?
Kitabu mein bhi yadyapi chapa hua.
ठीक है वो
रूप गोस्वामी
ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड
सो द रूप गोस्वामी इज सेइंग दैट आई डोंट पजेस इवन अ सेसमी सीड इज सो टाइनी इवन अ सेसमी सीड ऑफ भक्ति फॉर यू एंड स्टिल आई एम आस्किंग फॉर दिस हाईएस्ट थिंग I'm the lowest, I'm the Adama, and I'm asking to be Uttama. This is shown by all of our acharyas who are manifestations of Srila Rupa Goswami, who wrote this song. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in one of his songs that Srila Rupa Goswami has appeared as Sri Gurudev, as all the acharyas in our line. To teach us these things. So Gurudev explained that suppose Princess D is coming along in her Rolls Royce, and there's one person in the crowd who's very poor, very ugly, very black, broken teeth, very wretched. But still, as she passes by, his head turns and he has a desire in his heart that maybe I'll marry Princess Jai. So this is greed. He has no qualifications. Or a dog who's outside of a sweet shop and he sees so many people coming and going and buying these sweets, and his tongue is salivating and he's desiring this sweet. He has no money, obviously, and no qualification. He can't go in the store, but still he's desiring. And then somebody comes and throws a wrapper on the ground with a little bit of sweet, and he immediately comes and lifts it up and becomes satisfied. So this is the nature of greed. I once asked Gurudev a few years ago in Vrindavan that how can I pray for something? I'm so low mleksha yavana. How can I pray for something that even Brahma and even Lakshmi Devi herself cannot achieve? So Gurudev said, this question proves that you have no greed. You have no real interest in the thing. Because if you had greed, you wouldn't care what your qualifications are. As we see in all of our Acharya songs, Narottam Das, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they're praying, O Gopinath, I am a servant of lust. I'm controlled by my senses. I follow no authority. But please, I'm asking you not to consider that I have no interest in you. Is it your program that just because I'm against you, you won't show me any mercy? You should please take away all my material things and give me a place, an eternal place at your lotus feet. At which lotus feet? Gopinath. Just like here, Srila Rupa Goswami, although apparently it's Krishna Deva Bhavantam, but actually he's praying to Radha and Krishna. I asked Gurudev, you say that our acharyas only pray to Radha and Krishna, but here we see Gopinath, that's Gopinath, not Radha Gopinath. So Gurudev said, who is Gopinath? Krishna is dancing in Radha, he's Gopinath. Gopinath means Krishna, who's not, whose Lord is the Gopi. Then, when Radharani left the arena of the Radha, he followed his chief knot, Radhanath. He followed Radharani and left all the billions of gopis who were also his lords. So when Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to Gopinath, he's also praying to Radha and Krishna, to please give me that mercy. So he says, I have not even a sesame seed of bhakti for you, but still, because you can make the possible impossible, as it says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, by remembering the Panchatattva, everything that is impossible becomes possible.
Because the word Parameshwarata, Parameshwarata means opulence. Your mercies can do anything which is not to be done. How quickly it can be done. Parameshwarata, having opulence. Tadapi tavadhik Durghata Ghatana Vidhatri. What? Meaning?
Durghata Ghatana Vidhatri means he can make the possible impossible possible.
Go on.
What is Durghata, what is not possible, he can make Ghatana Vidhatri. He's the doer of that. So then he's praying, I am Avilola Sanatana. I am Avilola Tayadya Sanatana. Those feet which are filled with rot that put everything else to shame, those feet I'm asking for, and I'm not asking for anything else. This is my only desire. What does it put to shame? Everything. Gurudev tells a very nice story that Duryodhana and his family and the Pandavas, they all had to shoot something. They all had to shoot the pupil in the eye of a wooden bird that was on a branch, and their guru, Dronacharya, was training them in that. So he asked Duryodhana, can you see the pupil? Yes. Can you see the eye? Yes. Can you see the bird? Yes. Can you see the branch? Yes. Can you see the tree? Yes. Then sit down, you won't be able to shoot it. Then he was asking everybody else, then he asked Arjuna, and they were seeing less and less. Finally he asked Arjuna, can you see the pupil? Yes. Can you see the eye? No. He said, good, you can shoot it. So only when our aim is only for that, then it's achievable. And when we see that everything else is very insignificant, even if offered by Krishna, then it can be achieved. I asked Gurudev in my usual puffed-up way about 3 years ago in New York City, "Oh, when will you reveal to me my spiritual form?" So Gurudev answers, "When that's the only thing you want. Not food, not drink, not sleeping, not praise, nothing."
So Sukadeva Goswami is telling there is no time. When call will come, death will come, anyone cannot see. So be prepared. If he was not quickly given all these things, death will come and she will not, even a moment she will
not wait.
No delay. So my dear friends, my dear daughters and sons, you should realize this fact and try to give your heart everything for Krishna. Or just now, anyone in this world, even so much wealth, father, mother, husband, wife, children, they cannot say. More problems and problems, waves of high waves and tides of problems are coming. And death is the most highest dangerous web. Or anyone cannot save you. Not only in this world, in past, previous, thousand and thousand, lakhs and lakhs, not countable. So many deaths and births you have passed. This is not first time. But you are thinking that this is first time. I am married, first time. Our love is so high class, sweet. But you will see that your wife will kick you after some days. Husband will kick you. And I think that most of all, you have same realization. All of you have same realization. Oh, very big problem you are facing, but still you want to again marry. You want to write your name in Green book?
Green book.
That my, this is 100th.
100th time to divorce.
And again marry. In the age of 100, you will not be satisfied. Maya is such a thing. Always, like donkeys, from his behind legs, kicking. But after a moment, you forget these things. So try to realize this fact. Don't believe in wealth. Don't believe in anyone. You can believe in the words of Shastra, Guru, Vaishnava, Krishna. If you want to be happy forever, from today you should take a vow that I will keep Tulsi 3 bits here, put in Tilak here, because Krishna will live there. I will follow all the rules and regulations. From today I will chant not less than lakh's name. Never. Otherwise Krishna cannot touch the water given to him. He will never accept any
offering
or anything. We should offer all everything to Krishna and be Sharanagat. Then he may take anything. So, you should think, you are understanding or thinking that, oh, when I will have leisure time, then I will chant. First I should do what? My cooking, my supporting and nursing children, doing my job to make money, and when in the night, after taking prasadam, I will chant, but then sleepiness will come. You cannot chant. Oh, let us do this first task, and then I will chant. Or don't do. First you should chant, remember Krishna, and then in leisure time you can do all your things. And if you have no time, Krishna will come and do for you. Certainly he will do. You can test. If you are so much absorbed in chanting, remembering, and you have no time to make any money or any job, you will see that, oh, Krishna will come in any way and he will do for you everything. Lakhs and lakhs examples are for this. So try to do from today. You have no, if you have no bed to sleep it, today you should take. If you are neglecting your Guru Mantra, I think that those who are so senior, after
departure
of Swamiji, you have become so weak that, oh, you have forgotten your Guru Mantra also. Not chanting, not remembering even. Your bags are waiting always for you. So don't do. Always try to follow all this. Gurau goshthe laishu sujane bhushuru gane samantre si namni bhajajva danda sarane sada dambam hitva kuru ratim apurvam atitram vaye bhatas tell to your mind. Oh my dear mind, please hear. Give up all the false ego. All false ego that I am a wealthy person. I am so beautiful. I have so many qualities. I can do anything, any job. But give up all these false egos and try to do, follow, to serve Guru, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Vat Pradarsap Guru, Chaitya Guru. There are so many kinds of Guru. Don't go to Ritviks. They are like poison. They are like Putana. Putana, you know? They are like Putana. Don't even think about Ritviks. Believe in your Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru. Or Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamrit, they are your Shiksha Guru. Don't sleep. Oh, don't sleep. Then I will indicate and I will tell that, oh, you should stand. Then all will laugh. I don't want that anyone should laugh to you. So, Guru, Goshte. What is Gosht? Nandagaon, Varshana, Vrindavan, Gokul, Bhandirvan, all are Gosht. Gosht Alayesu. Those who are living in that Gosht, who? Nandava, Yashoda Maiya, Sridham Bhaiya, Krishna Kanaya, Dau Bhaiya. Rangili Rosoya is there. Rangili Rosoya, you know? What is Rangili Rosoya? Kitchen. Why Rangili? All gopis meeting with Krishna. Oh, Rangili. waft up so many nectar of love and affection going on there. So, now who are, now they are not in Vrindavan, but, oh, Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath, they are Ashto Goshthalayesu, Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath, Sarup, Damodar, Sri Ramananda, all, up to our Gurudev, all are there, Goshthalayesu. Sujane, all the Vaishnava of any Sampradaya who are there, and you should try to perfectly honor them who are chanting and remembering. They may be of Nimbark Sampradaya, they may be of Vishnu Swami, Nimbadita Ramanuja, or others, no harm. Oh, I have promised that my God brothers, even they are hell, in hell, still I will only respect them, not any other way. What is this? Nonsense. Quite nonsense. They don't know who is God brother. God brother means, what is the meaning? What is the meaning of God brother?
God brother means that anyone who's in the line of our disciplic succession from
any Vaishnava.
Why? Because from where you derive this meaning? Are God mani Krishna? Why you are not? Srimati Radhika is our God. And with her relation, his relation, we are all brothers. So God brother is. And this relation is given by our spiritual master. So he is worshipable. So we should think very broadly, not very conservative,
narrow-minded.
Nowadays, only narrow-minded. A person who was very much fond of his father made a well. And at that time, it was so beautiful and so
pure
water, distilled water, and very sweet water. But after his father's departure, there was no one to look after that well. And it became polluted. And so many big malaria germs were there in that. But he liked his father. Oh, I like my father. Even anything bad now of my father. This well is of my father. So though there are so many mosquitoes and so many worms, still I will drink water. I will not go to Ganges and Jamuna. I must drink. And after some days he became malaria and he died. So these things are like this. We should not be like that. This well should be always taking mud from well, and it should clearly come out the any current there. Then it will be always clear. Fresh water. So we should respect not only those who are coming from my God brother, not be narrow-minded. We are all God brothers coming from Krishna and Radhika. Why so narrow-minded? You should not take ISKCON as a very narrow-minded. We should not. You should take that Brahma, Narada, Sukhdev Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Ishwarpuri, Madhavendrapuri, all where? We are all from them, so we are all ISKCON in real sense. And in rotten sense, where there are mosquitoes and so many worms, this is very narrow thing. So sajane, bhusargane. Even Brahmin, knowing all the thoughts, but they are worshipping Shankar also, Krishna also, and no harm. You should pay some respect according to their
quality.
And then, especially to your name, what name that your Gurudev has given. And it is coming from our disciplic line. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
You should chant in such a way that in dream you are seeing that, oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. When I awoke from sleepness, then I thought, oh, my mouth is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are going to any operated room, operation theater, and you become senseless, and when you will come in sense, oh, you are saying that my tongue is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Oh, doctor told that, oh, you are always chanting like this. It is a very strange thing. So you should try to do always chanting, always chanting, always chanting. Then your mantra, positively, duly you should do. Without any fail. Your Gurudev has told that you should chant each mantra 10 times. In day 3 times daily, and each time 10 times. Gurudev, may I can chant it 108 times daily? Oh, very good, very good. Well, well, well. I'm so satisfied. You can chant no how. It's well. So go on doing. Then Krishna will come in mantra. Hare Krishna will, Radha and Krishna will come. And you can see in a glance like Narad, surely, like Dhruva, like Brahma, like others. It is not imagination only. You can test and see, you can practice and you can see. And especially, giving up all your desires, totally, one-ended, you should try to remember Radha and Krishna. In the guidance of your high classes of Gurudev, devotees, especially in the guidance of Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, you should try to. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, your Gurudev, if he is so qualified. If your Gurudev is not so much qualified and he has fallen, at once you should take renunciation from any good devotee. Don't wait what to do, not in dilemma. At once. If you are saying that, oh, your this Gurudev is greedy of wealth, and he attached to so much in doing offenses, criticize Vaishnavas. No hope that we can have this Braj Prem. Oh, quickly tell. And if he is humble, he is okay. Let Gurudev order me that I can associate with any high class of Vaishnava. If he is really Vaishnava, then he will. Oh, I am very happy. Oh, you can go to this Vaishnava. He will help. Then respect your Gurudev, that Gurudev. He is really Gurudev. And honoring him, you can associate with any
high class
of devotees in the line of Rupa and Raghunath. And chant always in being in Vrindavan. If not by body, then by mind you can be there. With tan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Like Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Mukunda, Govinda He Nanda Kishore, Hare
Shri Yashoda Kanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Jeevanadi
Kenda. Like this. Radhe Radhe Radhe
Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Radhe
you can do kirtan and dance with the dancing. Govinda Damo
Dharma Madhame Te,
and sometimes what if anything not coming in your
heart,
your heart is now melting, not melting.
Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga,
Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, your heart is not melting, tears are not coming. Then,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamane. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamane.
Nityananda Prabhu, you are totally embodiment of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have come only to sprinkle your godless mercy to all. I know Jagai Madai and others, how you sprinkle mercy. They have no quality. I am more wretched than them. Oh, Advaita Acharya, you are embodiment of mercy. You called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And hearing your words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, descended in this world. So, be merciful to me. Be very merciful to me. Without your mercy, we cannot have the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. O Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda. You are, there is no merciful like you. More merciful than anyone. Oh, you can give the service of Srimati Radhika to anyone you like. You have that power. Oh, Rupa Raghunath, all Goswamis. Oh, Loknath Prabhu, you told Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami not to write his name in Chaitanya Charitamrita even, that anyone should know him. So you should be merciful to me. O Narottam Thakur, O Srinivasa Acharya Shyamananda Prabhu, O Gadadhar Pandit, the teacher of Mahaprabhu, teacher of Mahaprabhu also, examiner of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, you should be. Oh, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, you should be merciful. You are Namacharya, Mahaprabhu has given this post to you. Be merciful that I can chant name like you whole day and night. Oh, my Gurudev, I don't know you, but mercifully you should manifest your everything that how you can pleasing your Krishna and Krishna. In that shape I want. You should be merciful to me. Otherwise I give up my life. No use of skipping this life. And chant and remember and do kirtan like this and you will see that Krishna is always with you. You can have some faith on me also. Don't have a faith in to me. You should faith on Narottam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and be happy. Gaur Prema.